Oh, well, guess what? I'm not in Alaska today. Instead, I am in sunny California, in Paso Robles, because we're doing a media shoot for a client. And I wanted to go over how you can do this yourself, as well as what we like to collect and why we do it. So buckle up, because this is one of the main things that will differentiate your plumbing company from everybody else in the market and get you more calls because you're building deeper connections. Let's go. Okay, so for us in particular, as a marketing agency, it's often hard for us to really represent the client as thoroughly as we would like, as authentic as they really are in their market. So it makes sense for us to occasionally go and gather a whole bunch of photos and video that then we have in the can on file, and we can mix and remix and change these things up. It really gives us like a media bank and a media library that we get to use for at least a year. Honestly, we've had some clients utilize it for up to 3 years. And so what this does is it positions all the media that we create as way more local centric, which is what you need when you're a local plumbing business. So that is the overall goal of doing this. So we fly in, we drop in for 2 days and shoot at least 4 hours a day in order to get the materials that we need. But what I really want to do is stress that you don't absolutely have to have your marketing company do this. You can hire somebody locally to get it done, or you can absolutely bring your marketing company. But the other option is to have your team help do this. Now, there's, of course, some skills that are involved with this kind of thing. But overall, if you do it, you will, even if it's not the perfect media package, even if like the shots are a little wonky, it is way better than what 99% of the other companies are rolling out with. So it's the best way to avoid the curse of stock media. So let's go over what it is that we like to capture for our clients when we do these, because I have a list. Okay, so I have our media checklist doc pulled up right here, and I'm going to sort of run you through it so you know what and why, right? So first thing is the goal of the project is to bank enough footage and photos that we can provide a year's worth of production for a client. And we want to capture as much as possible in the time frame that we have. So it is run and gun and shoot and shoot and shoot, both photos and video. So we know that each setup, each scene that we set up inside of the community, we are able to get probably 5 to 10 different shots. And in order to get, you know, 5 to 10 more, we just need to move a location or change the setup or change the interaction that we're trying to capture. So we also avoid like the left and the right frame edges. So that way, if we want to cut a person out when it comes to photos, we can. And then we can put that person on any sort of brochure, any sort of business card, any sort of like spot on the website that needs something a little bit like special, right? The other thing that we end up doing is just making sure that we have a lot of variety and that we keep our framing in the zone, because now we have to, you know, think about vertical as well as landscape inventory that we make media for. So often, you know, you don't want too much going on one way or another, so you can cut it into good slices for that. So keep all those things in mind as you're doing this. Now let's talk about the shot list, because the shot list itself is going to be something that is really important that you have it written down and you try and get what you can. One note on this: when you do video production, you put your best foot forward, you plan your best, but you have to be nimble and you have to realize that, hey, not everything's going to work out perfectly, and that's okay. Your job, whenever you end up being a media producer, even for your own company, is to pivot to the best of your ability. That's it. So, big thing is vehicles. We want vehicles, both photos and videos of vehicles going down the road, going down left, going down right, but pick areas of your hometown that are actually recognizable to shoot this stuff in. So, I am downtown inside of like the main central square of Paso Robles. And yesterday we shot a whole bunch of photos of our client's truck coming up and down the road here, because in the background, it's going to feel like they are part of the community. This is, you know, most of the people in town here are at some point going to congregate here or be here in this zone. So if you go to a specific neighborhood or if you go to a specific house, it can get a little bit lost in translation. If you can do both, that's perfect. But If you have to choose, choose someplace that's centrally located to your audience, because all the little signals of like the trees, the gazebo that I'm staring at over here, the historical building that is over here, and the shops that are lining this whole square are all signals that you're a hometown plumber and you're not a big chain. Because your branding should almost make you look like you're a chain, but your presence should be felt like you're a hometown plumber. That's the big key. So when you shoot vehicles, you want to do like corner to corner. You want to do straight on front, back, left, right. But then you also want to do like those moving shots of things in the environment. And that gives you a ton that you can leverage. And then you got your team. So we have a shoot set up for tonight with the client and their team members in order to get headshots of everybody. And I know you have staff turnover. Everybody has staff turnover. If you do not part ways on bad terms, continue to use those photos, or you will always be chasing like your turnover. It's not as big of a deal as you think. The only time that I think it's worth really worrying about is if you end on bad terms with an employee and you're like, nope, or the community learned something about an employee, or they go to work for a competitor, right? But if you put it on good terms, that's fine. Keep using it. Otherwise, you're going to end up like not being able to use half of your media. So the other thing is to really, when you get into some of these shots, you want to make sure you're using people that will likely stick around with you for a long time. But, you know, you do want to make it look like a team. You don't want to only have one person all the time. So you want them smiling. You want them in front of the van. You want them lined up. You want big team shots. You want individual shots. These are all things that you want to capture when you're trying to build a media library. Because the more variety you get, the more chances you have to really leverage what you need in the future. And this goes your brochures, your websites, your business cards, even, you know, video ads, Facebook posts, Facebook ads, anything like that. Everything is affected by the media that you are able to provide, either your marketing company or that you have in the tank for somebody on your team to leverage. Back to that. I'm going to hammer that a lot. So then you want to capture the experience. So what we do like to do is have a client set up. Okay, this is our fake customer, right? Often it's a former customer. So this is a home. This is a customer. We can shoot the client coming up to the home, getting out, getting their tools, things like that. And then the interaction that they have at the door. That is absolutely key, because you need to make sure that people feel comfortable inviting you in, right? And if you don't, if you never showcase that, you're always going to be fighting a little bit of like you're not breaking the ice enough. So find somebody who's your ideal customer. Find a home that's your ideal home that you like to showcase as we work on these kinds of homes in this kind of a neighborhood. And then shoot that interaction. Over the shoulder shots, both of the plumber and of the customer, smiling broadly, making sure that you actually are representing the quality service that you provide. So many people don't do that. And then, you know, it ends up just being a disconnect that you can avoid. So do that. So then get the plumber doing not dirty work, not like fixing the pipes. We get that if we can, but we don't really go out of our way for it. What we like to see is you inspecting an area, right? You like turning on a faucet, looking at it, looking at pipes underneath a cabinet. But we don't want to showcase anything that looks like it would be a major disruption into the home. That's when you really run into like a little bit of a check. It's a subconscious check of, oh, this is kind of a dirty job. Do I really want to go through with it? Right. And if it's not necessary work, that could keep them from scheduling in the first place. So we avoid that. Make it look clean and professional and happy. Happy is the big one. Even when the plumber is looking at something, oh, let's take a look with my flashlight into these pipes, smiling. You get it from a ton of different angles. So basically every time you shoot, you have a sphere around your scene. When you shoot from high, you can shoot low, you can shoot left, you can shoot right, you can zoom in, you can zoom out, you can get wide, close, all those things. And so you want the variety of that scene to maintain. All right. So the customer experience outside the home at the door, and then the customer experience inside the home, which is also them, like the plumber just talking, like your technician talking to whoever your audience is, right? And so usually that's middle-aged housewife, it's a woman, and it's awesome to have that interaction in a kitchen, because a kitchen isn't really looked at as a private space like a bathroom. And so we like to have a decent kitchen where we can have the plumber talking to somebody, and we shoot it again in that sphere, wide, close, high, low, left, right, over shoulders, and we make it look as we collect as much variety as possible. So get those. And then you've got local associations. So this is like the van running around community staples like this park that I mentioned earlier. But also, if you have a few big landmarks inside of your town, park a van in front of it and shoot a plumber, or at least the van, outside of that landmark, because it's going to really hammer home, like, this is my home that I'm seeing on this website, in these ads. This is not like a crazy too clean bathroom or a house with things that don't really happen in my neighborhood, right? So we deal with this a lot, where clients, because they're all over, you know, you end up with regional sort of specifications on how homes are built, what kind of materials they use, and things along those lines. So the more you can showcase the things that make it look and feel like home, the better. All right. So shots of downtown, even empty shots of the town. Like, I went to a parking lot right before I came here to shoot this, and I saw kind of the rolling hills of the town. And I was like, you know what? If I tilt the camera up a little bit, you don't see the parking lot, but you get the rolling hills. Those are wonderful background shots. So you have to remember, everybody in this community sees those same landmarks and shots every single day. So if we can incorporate those into our clients' marketing, it ends up making it feel a lot more authentic, just real. So, and here's a weird one, but one that I think matters. So one of the things that changes a lot are the trees. All around the United States, you have different trees. Some places have cactus, some places don't. Some places have birch trees, some places have oak trees. And so these are all things that if somebody sees a palm tree and an ad that runs in Alaska, we immediately know that that is not real. And it creates a check where you're like, this is a company from outside trying to pretend they're local. You don't want that. So, like, these trees that you see surrounding me, like, we captured just some wide shots that included trees and foliage and things like that, because the region, you want to speak to the region. And it's all these little subtle details that add up to a really good association, so they call you. This does generate more phone calls when you look and feel like a real business. Oh, man, the sun is great. Coming from Alaska, like, having this much sun is wonderful. It's a little bit breezy, but it's wonderful. So, all right. So then that's kind of like your B-roll. The things that are just you fly on the wall, a little bit like showcasing the experience. Now we get into the more directed things that we absolutely want to capture. Biggest one, customer testimonials. Anytime that we set up one of these shoots, we ask the client, hey, can you grab 3 or 4 people who can just talk favorably about the experience they had with your company, so that way we can leverage that into the market as an advertisement. Now, yes, you could, like everybody else, grab a Google review and just put it on text and then put that on the screen for everybody. But you have to realize it's not real compared to somebody seeing their neighbor actually talk about their experience they had with your company. That's a completely different and deeper connection than, hey, look at this review we got on Google. It's all in text, copy, paste, boom, right? It's harder to get. But here's the thing about all this stuff is, if it's harder to get, other people in the market aren't going to do it, which lifts you up and out of the noise. So a couple customer testimonials at least. It's great to have 4 if we can, right? Employee testimonials. So a lot of plumbers, especially in denser markets, end up having a hard time recruiting. So since we're in town, something that we like to do is capture an employee who's just loving the job and be like, hey, can you tell us what it's like to work here, right? So we do these testimonials in interview format, but we might feed them a line here and there. But the idea is just to get them talking with sincerity about the business that we're trying to represent. So You can do that with the employees, so that way they end up helping sell why somebody would want to move from another company to yours to work. It's a really great recruitment tool. It can go and live on a recruitment page. And the idea is that you're just collecting resumes. So that way, when you do get to a point where you are trying to hire somebody, you at least have a bank of people who are interested at one point. You can always reach back out to those people. Sure, some of them may have like moved into another zone or whatever. That's okay. That's going to happen too. You can't control it. But at least you have a list versus, you know, putting something out there and hoping that whoever like is looking stumbles across you, right? It's much better if you can reach out to the good ones again. And if you're in a big town, that'll help a lot. If you're in a small town, you likely know these guys already. All right. So the last one is an About Us video. And often, it depends on the size of the business, but often what we really love to see here is the client themselves talking about their own business and their goals for the business and how much they love their community and what they're planning on doing for the business. This is all the stuff that people want to hear because they want to hire somebody who cares about the work and cares about the effect that they're having on the community. And sometimes that's just not stated. And so we love it when we can have an owner story, is what we call it, on the website that we can utilize as an ad. And then we can chop this thing up into a bunch of small different things that we can leverage for social media content and all sorts of stuff down the road. So that, those are the broad strokes, honestly, of what we try and do. And one day I'll put all this into a checklist and probably give it out. But the whole concept of you banking media for your business, so that way you have the ability to communicate authentically. And again, I want to stress this. If you are doing this, because this is hard work, if you're doing it internally, or if you're hiring somebody, or if you're bringing your marketing agency in order to get it done for you, like these are steps that not every business takes, which means that you immediately start making a difference. You're going to rise out of the noise. You're going to look more authentic. You're going to build a deeper connection with your potential customers. And that's the whole goal of a big old media day run. So we do it in 2 days, at least 4 hours of shooting a day, and try and get as much as we can, but we have to be flexible as well. So I hope that everyone who watches this and listens to it, that you take some time to go, how can I give myself media so it's easy to create advertisements and communications? Because every business has to communicate, and you're no different. So the faster and easier you make that, and the more sincere those pieces of communication can be, the better chance of you winning the phone call, winning the customer, winning the community, and winning your entire service area against your competitors. So I hope this was helpful. If you want to find out more about us, go to mammothforplumbers.com. And that's my agency. And there you can, if you want to hear about more about these media packages, like sure, let us know. But also there's some resources there that might just help you out in addition to this. So thanks for listening. Bye.